Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival, from Alicia Nella Cita section here with Morgan Bush, director of The Belly of the Whale. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Delighted to be here.
Your film is finally a comedy, finally for us, because we see so many good but dramatic movies that having a comedy here is relieving. And it has a kind of a complex plot to summarize, so I will ask you to do it for me.
Sure. Well, it's an Irish film, and it stars Lewis McDougall, who people would probably recognize from A Monster's Call with Liam Neeson and Sigourney Weaver, and Pat Short, who's like a big Irish comedian, and Michael Smiley, who, if people know Ben Wheatley's films, Kill List and A Field in England, he's also in the film. It's set over a bank holiday weekend, so it's 4 days. It starts on the Friday, and it ends on the Monday. And it's about Lewis's character, Joey Moody. He's a runaway, and he turns back up in the town where he grew up with his father. They had a caravan park, which has kind of gone to seed now. And he's there, and his idea is to reopen the park. And the father's not around, and you're not sure why at the start. And it drip feeds out that, you know, what happened. But it's essentially a buddy movie. So Pat Short, who plays Ronald, he also arrives to town at the same time, and he's there to try and sell all this kind of cheap Chinese merchandise to the owner of the arcade, who Gitz Hegarty, who's Michael Smiley, and he's also like the local politician. And he kind of gets laughed out of there, and he goes to the caravan park to spend the night. He's got all his stock in this kind of crappy old camper van. And meanwhile, Joey's having a party, and he breaks into the camper van and accidentally sets it on fire. Yeah. So on the Saturday morning, you kind of have these two deadbeats kind of bonded together in misfortune, and it's kind of... They're kind of trying to find money for... I mean, you find out why Ronald is looking for money, and you find, obviously, with Joe, he's looking for money to reopen the park. But it comes a tipping point where on Monday they decide, okay, the only way we can actually get this money is if we try to rob the amusement arcade, which is essentially, yeah. So it's really, I mean, the film, the theme is like, you know, how long can you flatten someone before they fight back? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. He has a fantastic rhythm, so I wanted to ask you how difficult it is to keep, while shooting a comedy film, such a tight rhythm of both action and comedy and dialogue.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Stuff. And how much do you have to train your actors to do it?
Well, what I did with the cinematographer, Arthur Mulhern, before we actually shot the film, we did a thing called a simulacrum, which is in Dublin, there's an actor's... academy called Bow Street. So we spent a week with like three trainee actors and a suitcase full of props, and we essentially just shot the film and edited it to get an idea of what it was before you start shooting. Because from my point of view, it's crazy to kind of step into the unknown without any, especially with so much money involved and time and resources. So that definitely helped. I mean, we had a long rehearsal period as well with the cast, really just more so just to kind of, for them to kind of get to know each other, especially with Lewis and Pat. So a lot of that was just kind of hanging out just so they could kind of try and learn each other's mannerisms and try and, you know, flesh out the best parts of their personality on the various emotional diagram, you know?
Listen, your film felt like the traditional of Irish comedies. There is a lot of Irish comedies which are in the last like past 10 years, even before that, always kind of buddy movies with some kind of dark or obscure undertone. Why do you think there is this specific tradition in Ireland only?
It's funny, I got asked that very same question. I mean, I think we have quite a tradition of kind of Irish dark comedy, even going back as far as, you know, Samuel Beckett. Maybe it's that we're stuck on an island in the middle of nowhere. Maybe it's just something about our DNA. I mean, there's a lot of fun strangeness.
Yeah, because also, I mean, you know, Italy too has a big comedy tradition, but the Irish has a black comedy tradition, which is specifically just yours.
Yeah, we kind of own it. Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, you look how great, the Gard and the McDonough brothers, and I mean, there's a terrific film as well, which is about 15 years old now, called I Went Down, which is by an Irish director called Paddy Brannock, which would have launched Brendan Gleeson's career. I don't know. I just think we try not to take ourselves too seriously, but then we just come out with these quite dark movies. Quite dark. So I don't know.
But yeah, but
there's a paradox there.
Yeah,
you know?
But a paradox for us, luckily, very good, because maybe dark, but always funny, always entertaining.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my last question. How difficult was if the kind of having those actors performing in a kind of a slapstick comedy way, because there's a lot of physical action, a lot of physical action, and a lot of comedy that comes out from those physical actions. So how did you train? How did you rehearse? How did you make them do this?
I think, I mean, a lot of, Pat has this amazing stunt double guy who seems to have, well, he's made a career out of being his stunt double. But I mean, so for example, when he falls down the stairs in the back, that's obviously wasn't Pat. And then the fighting stuff in the, there was a lot, every second day there was a big thing to get your head around, whether that was a crossbow going off or, you know, the camper van blowing up, which is just fun, I think, as well. It's fun for a crew as well, that they kind of, you know, they have this, you know, this mini mountain of many, you know. Yeah. And it was amazing, because I think everyone kind of stepped up, because we didn't have a whole lot of money. We didn't have a whole lot of time. So, it was really, I mean, it was indicative of the filmmaking craft, I think, in Ireland.
Were there many one takes, single takes, in order to save time, say, just, yeah, this one is good, just go on?
Yeah, I mean, there was times when the DOP, I'd go, that's great. And he'd go, but you only done it once. And I said, yeah, but it's good. He goes, no, you got to keep going. and I was glad he did, you know, just because, you know, what was great about the cast was especially with the performances, I knew that I could get the take that I wanted on the first or second one, especially with Lewis. I mean, for a 14-year-old kid, it was incredible. Yeah. I mean, really, really incredible.
Yeah, he is pretty
he's fantastic. I mean, but then what that allowed me to do then is do three or four more takes in a different approach. So it's just, you know, that allows you then in the edit to sculpt scenes differently than you might not have, you know, if you only have the tone that's in your head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. Thanks
for having me. It's terrific to be in Rome. We're having this crazy weather,
really crazy, because it's not normal, you know, to have like 25 degrees today. So,
and I learned a lot about Italian swear words from our subtitles.
Good. So yeah, you're right. Oh yeah, yeah. I was not thinking about it. Yeah. It must be amazing for you.
Yeah, no, it's a real honor.
We learned a lot about Irish swearing.
Great. Well, this is a mutual beneficial.
It's a mutual benefit. Yeah.
No. Thanks so much to everyone for having me.
Thank you very much, Mongo Bush, director of The Belly of the Whale. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.